So where the cause list mercy. Sri Guru and Vishnus, we are in Sri Dham, Vrindavan, listening to the glories of the Bhagavad Bhaktas, trying to listen. Paramananda Saraswati and all the Acharyas, Ragana Rupanava, with the desire of Mahaprabhu, they have shown how to serve Raj and how to have this eternal relationship with Raj. So Maharaj, from the very beginning, he, Param Gurudev and all the other disciples of Prabhupada, they gave him this responsibility of serving Raj Mandal, publishing books, Dham Seva, and for those who are eager to have a relationship with Braj to help them. So every year Maharaj, he do Rajmandal Parikrama. Before he'd go walking all over Braj. And those who were old, they would go on vehicles. Some would go walking. So Maharaj, he'd go to every place and he'd stay for 2-3 days. Go like from here to Madhuvan, Talwan, and then halt at Govardhan, and then Barsana, and then Nandgaon, Kamyavan, and Shergarh, then Vrindavan, Mathura. They go to all these places and have darshan. So when Maharaji came to Kamyavan, there he'd camp at Vimlakund. At that time the water was very pure, everyone would bathe there in Vimlakund. And every day they'd go for darshan of Vrindadevi and listen to all the lilas that took place. Morning and evening, Maharaj would speak about the glories of our Guru Varga. So one day, Maharaj, he went to have darshan of Kameshwar Mahadev. He went to Bhojanthali, Pijal Pahadi, and spoke very nice katha there. So that time, there were many scholars of Raj. Started requesting Maharaj that you'll have to make some arrangements for re-establishing the glory of Raj and all its pastime places, because I have devotees from everywhere. So then when Gurudev was resting, he saw Vrindadevi herself had come and told Maharaj that you'll have to tell all of them. It's very, very nice that you're doing parikrama with everyone and you're speaking Harikatha. But if they will not help towards re-establishing the pastime place of Raj, then how will they get Sukriti? So then Maharaji started working, because all the kundas, pastime place of Raj, forests, they were gradually becoming very dirty, இன்னொன்று குடிவண்டு வாட்ச்மேன் இந்த ஸ்குண்டர்ஸ் ஒரு பேத்தர் டைம் சாதுஸ் தேர் தேர் சஃபரிங் சோ மச் சோ மெனி டிஃபிகல்டிஸ் So then Maharaj, from there he came to Mathura. And then all the wealthy people of Mathura and all the others, they came and met Maharaj and they said, there's this Vrajvikas Samiti and you'll be the chief of this Vrajvikas Samiti and we'll do everything on your behalf. So kindly help us. And Maharaj said, all right. Then first of all, he took all the Indian and Western devotees. Then went to Mansi Ganga. Then he went to Brahmakund near Haridev temple. So then he told all the devotees to help clean this place. So that time, this is not called Kar Seva. This is called Vrajaseva, and it's very glorious, very important. So when Mansinga was being cleansed, then there they saw that all of not just Vraj, everyone was with Maharaj. Every day in the morning we'd go there and return by evening. All day be very tired, but still do speak Harikatha, do Kirtan. Have others speak and enthuse everyone. And again in the morning he'd go. It was nearby, it was Brahmakund. And this Brahmakund was nicely cleansed and so replenished. So that time Maharaj, he said, we've done so many parikramas of Giriraj, but Giriraj, is he happy or not with us? And neither is given as an instruction, any order. No, it is my desire that we have a nice place in Giriraj. We can speak Harikatha, do Kirtan, Allah Mahaprasad. Devotees can do sadhana bhajan there. So we look for many places. But Maharaj didn't like any of these places. Then Maharaj, he said, there should be such a place where one can do parikrama either of Radhakund and Govardhan, both should be in the middle. But Maharaj didn't say where this place should be. Then we looked everywhere. Many good people were ready to give, but he didn't take. He said, we'll have to be a little far from Govardhan. If you're too near Govardhan, then we'll have mundane understanding towards him. We'll not be able to understand his real glory. And the Bhattajiva is very useless. They're bound to commit offenses at his lotus feet. If they stay too close to him, therefore it's better to stay a little far away from him. Whereas even Radhakund got many places there. Govardhan also, the king of Gwalior, Chatrapur, so many came forward to give. But Maharaj, he took and then gave it back. He didn't accept. And Maharaj, he said, I have stayed for 6 months. And I have done so much sadhana there. So that place is very beautiful, very important. In Govardhan, every part is perfect, but still this place is very near to Giriraj and Radhakund. So you can do the big side and the small side, both parikramas. So this place should be had. And we became very enthusiastic to get this place. And Maharaji, during this time, there was this Panda in Govardhan. So Maharaj, he arranged for his education. I didn't say he get a good job. This way he arranged for many Brajavasis from Nandagao, Gokul, because they are all Brahmins. So all the children studied in Mathura, and the Maharaj arranged for their education and everything. So Bahulal Shastri, he owned the space. So Madan Mohan Munshi and Golo, his two sons. So one became a doctor, one became a lawyer, and they had so much respect for Maharaj. But by the influence of time, both of them died. So he had so much property. Half the property in Govardhan belonged to him. Radharani had given him everything. Mansi Ganga, everything there. The king, he had weighed his weight, weight scale, and then he had given equal amount of silver coins. Means, he gave the silver coins that corresponded to his weight, the king. And then even Prabhupada, Param Gurudev, Gurudev, they were all, he was the panda for all of them. He was very aged. He was the panda for Prabhupada, for Param Gurudev, for Gurudev, everyone. And this way, even when his two sons died, he was undisturbed. He didn't care. And even his granddaughter, she was very intelligent. She also died. And then he had one daughter-in-law studying in Gwalior. And then she didn't have any other descendants. See, this way, this is life. See, Bahulal Shastri, he had everything and then he lost everything. But still, he was very strong. So then, I went and requested him, but can you give us this garden? If you give this garden for Maharaj, then make a nice temple here. So everything will be yours. He said, now I'm very old now. My children, my grandsons, they were supposed to manage, but they've all died. Okay, you go speak to my daughters-in-law. From Gurudev, followed Ekadashi. But who can possibly escape from the fruits of karma? So she accepted what we proposed, that we get this piece of land. And she said, alright, very good that we're giving this land for Maharaj, but we have our own children, we'll have to have something for their future. So then I asked Maharaj, what do they desire? So then they said, someone is offering us 50 lakhs. Even if you don't give 50, you can give something. Right. Then they said, alright, we'll never, this is Gurudev's. But in Stali, very nice garden, so how can we refuse him? Refuse to give this land to him. It was nice. Building there, two rooms, ground floor, two rooms on the first floor. The park there. There's so many trees there. And nice flowers. So Maharaj became very happy. And the registry was done. Then Maharaji said, I don't have even one paisa. You do something. She said, what can I do possibly? Gurudev said, I never kept 1 rupee with me also. I've always been a mendicant. So you arrange. So I've never gone out of the temple. So where can I get this so much money? But then by Giriraj's desire, anyhow, arrangements were made, and then when the registry was done, then we called the sub-registrar, everyone to the temple, because Gurudev was very old by then, how could he go to the court? Then they came and the registry was done to sign. The two daughters-in-law also came. They say when this whole thing happened, then they said you can keep this 2 lakh rupees. Pranami, so in this way, for 38 lakhs, an agreement was reached. So, Guru's desire was fulfilled. An ashram was being built. Saint Maharaj remembered the desire of Vrindadevi that I have to engage all these devotees in the seva. So then in Barsana, in this Vishwanukor, and then his kids Sagar and Bhojanthali, and Radhakun, Shamkun, Lilthakun, Surbikun. By the time Gurudev would go preaching everywhere. So 4 months we'd stay in Braj, Chaturmasya. Sometimes we go to Jammu, Bombay, but he'd always stay in India. Radhashmi Janmashmi, Guru Purnima had always been Mathura. In Govardhan, Mathura, Vrindavan. So when Maharaj was in Govardhan, there, Dhrivikram Maharaj returned to Tilla in 2002. And my Guru Maharaj was very sick. He wouldn't speak to anyone. So that time, something happened. Then Gurudev, he didn't want to go on Navadvip Parikrama that year. They told Maharaj that you'll come alone, but your followers should not come. And Gurudev said, how can I come alone without my followers? So then Gurudev, what was partially constructed. So then he stayed there and did Raj Parikrama. 60 years I did Navadvip Parikrama every year, and now I'm missing. I'm very sad. Now next year anyhow, we'll have to do Navadvip Parikrama. So we make all arrangements for this. And Maharaj, he took all the devotees. To do sanskar of Rajamandal, all different past and places, replenish them. So all those devotees who have served these places, they themselves can speak of their realizations, how day and night they served. The day and night they helped manifesting the glories of these lilasthalis, kundas. And Maharaj said, no, I don't want to go far from my Guru Maharaj or from the Ganga. This place should be near the railway station and the bus stand. That's how will the poor people come. They'll have to go to some place which is very near. So then I said, may I go to Mayapur? He said, no. My Guru Maharaj, he said, that you should not compete with Prabhupada. Stay in Navadvip. Maharaj said, pray to Nityananda Prabhu, he is Dham Swarup. He'll arrange everything. He said, will you listen to me? He said, you instruct, you pray to him, and he'll give you this inspiration. So then Maharaj was in Delhi, then I went to meet him. He said, go now immediately and arrange this place. So then where was the place inside the city? Inside Navadvip there was no place. And not just from now, even from previous time, from Navadvip Mahaprabhu's time, it was the capital. So Balal Sen, Lakshman Sen, they all had their capital there, and Krishnandara. So many kings, they had their palaces in this place. In this way, many devotees used to stay here, many temples, ashrams. So I said, we'll take some old ashram. He said, it's very small, we need a big place. I was thinking where to get such a big place. Then he kept telling me, you prayed to Nityananda Prabhu. Sana singing my Guru Maharaj Nityananda Prakash. He was the last disciple of Prabhupada. Seventh Guru Maharaj. Then I pray to Guru Maharaj. It is Mahaprabhu's desire, Maharaj's desire, that some nice place should be here. And Guru Maharaj said, wherever Maharaj is, I'll also be with him. I cannot stay without him. I will not stay here. When you say where to look, then you say, then Guru Maharaj said, Ganga, Vaishnav, Tulsi, they're always present in the Dham. Vaishnav is Tulsi and Ganga Dham. Mahaprabhu, from his very childhood, he served Tulsi Devi. He always paid worship Tulsi Devi, worship Ganga, and respect the Vaishnavs. Mahaprabhu, now stop this. So, he said, we pray to the Vaishnavs. It will become very easy. We pray to Ganga Devi. So there are many ashrams there. This Deen Bhakari ashram. I stayed there. I stayed in other ashrams. In Manipuri Rajbari. I stayed in many places there. I was praying there. Nityananda Prabhu. And meanwhile, I saw that there were some people, some coward men there. They had a lot of property. So I started speaking to them. And they said, if Maharaj comes here and makes a temple, then we'll also give ourselves to him. We'll give everything. Because we never knew. We knew Maharaj from so much time. 2-3 generations we know him. So say Maharaj, we are very happy. Say, yo, there was a huge tent erected in Parikrama took place in the first year. Then for Maharaj there was a separate building. Someone had given their house. And then Maharaj, he was staying there. And Parikrama started. And so many people came. So Maharaj said, just see how many thousands of people are coming. Where will they stay? What will they eat? Where will they sleep? There was only an empty space of land. Only one huge tent. Then huge stage was placed in the middle of the night. Maharaj, he told his sevak, dear Guru Maharaj, he said, since many days, he is in onward, Mahaprasad, no one is giving him anything. They said, oh Maharaj, you made up huge, you are arranging some for Prasad, for so many, you are doing parikrama, so many disciples, but no one is giving me one glass of water. So where should I go now, to whom should I go? So Maharaj, he woke up at 12, and he told his sevak, you go now and cook something. And Guru Maharaj just told me that I haven't eaten for so many days now. No one's even offering me boga. So the time Guru Maharaj already disappeared. Samadhi temple hadn't been built yet. They won't offer boga there. Let's say, oh, there's already boga being offered to the temple, to Thakurji, so I separately offered to Guruji. So Maharaj, he told his sevak, every day when you cook, just make 2 plates. One for me and one for Maharaj. Rishila Vaman Goswami Maharaj. Because he brought you all to the temple. He brought me to the temple. I've stayed with him my entire life. I never knew I'd be separated from him. And now by Kal, I'm separate from him. Far from him. But I'm not far from my Guru Maharaj's seva and also from your Guru Maharaj. So Trikar Maharaj already disappeared 2-3 years before. Then my Guru Maharaj, on the same tithi. Then Maharaj, he said, then you'll have to build a nice Samadhi temple for Trikar Maharaj, like the Samadhi Mandir of Rupa Goswami. but no arrangements could be made. So Maharaj was outside now. He was outside of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. And so Parikrama started. In the last day there was a big storm. And the entire tent got blown away. The stage collapsed. And there was a big pandal, 10 acres of land, all collapsed. So only thousands of pilgrims there. At the time I was staying 2-3 kilometers away from there. With the devotees. Maharaj was staying in a separate place and his pandal collapsed. There was a big stage. When it collapsed. Then somebody was saying, oh, this is the fruit of sin. The other devotees were saying this. At the time there were huge bamboo poles. They also collapsed. And they say all the devotees were trapped beneath the pandal stage. So much water everywhere. Anyhow, all these bamboo poles were cut and people came out. But still no one, there was not even a scratch on anyone. No one, nothing happened to anyone there. Then Maharaj, he came out. And he took everyone to their respective places. And then Maharaj, again he started parikrama. The next day in the morning, so muddy, so much water. But still, the kitchen and Thakurji's place, that was never destroyed. There was 2 quintal rice. Nothing happened to that. And again, made prasad in the night for everyone. It was very cold, but still anyhow, everyone was fed. And all around the Dhamvasis, they helped so much. They gave so many blankets for everyone. Place to stay. And Maharaj said, next year, this entire place should be fully completed. All the devotees should have be comfortably seated. And then by next year, everything was completed. So Maharaji said, Dhameshwar Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, if he gives shelter to anyone, then he will rescue that person. There are so many devotees. There are so many who are doing parikrama. The Maharaji gave everyone an invitation to come for Rajamandal parikrama. They came for Rajamandal parikrama. At that time, so many devotees came from everywhere. Maharaji took everyone for darshan. This is another god that is Tirkadam in Bandirwad. That is Bandirwad. So Gurudevi helped developing all these places. Tirkadam, Bandirwad. He gave devotees different servers to do this. There is no place in Braj which Gurudev hasn't tried developing. He arranged development of all these Leela Stalis in Braj. Then there's Pulia, Shantipur, where there's this cave where Haridas Thakur did bhajan. There's Advait Bhavan in Shantipur and in Katwa. There is the Samadhi of Jagai Madai, the place where Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Chajigram, place of Srinivasacharya, Shrikhand, and all these different places, the other called Srimant. And they say, Maharaj, within his mind, he should always think that all these places should be developed very nicely, but if there are no sevaks to look after, then all these places are only in a dilapidated condition. So Maharaj go to every place and speak Harikatha, describe the glories of this place, every place, and all the devotees, they would assemble, and then Maharaj would enthuse all these devotees to serve these Leelastalis. But I'll always help all of you. This is the place where Nakul Brahmachari stayed. It's called Pyari Nagar. Nets also gone on the ground. And Bhavanpada, Janva Thakurani, she stayed there. She had deities, Kanai Balai, Gobishwar Mahadev. So all these places had become very dilapidated. If you go now there, they've put Maharaj's name, Guru Maharaj's name in big boards. When Maharaj started developing this place, then... So they say, Nakul Brahmachari, he, Mahaprabhu used to enter into the body. Nakul Brahmachari. In Tyanagar. So, Shivananda saying, he was thinking, is Mahaprabhu really manifesting in Nakul Brahmachari? Mahaprabhu said, I manifest in three places. Manifest on the tongues of those who do Nam Kirtan. And say, I'm always present in the name, as the name. And then I'm always present within the forms of those devotees who completely surrender themselves to me. I'll enter into their bodies. And then Rudrachi Mata, he said, wherever you make prasad and you call me, surely I'll come there. And honor Mahaprasad. If you offer something to me, surely I'll accept. So Shivananda saying that, see, lakhs of people come there to have darshan of Nakul Brahmachari because Mahaprabhu used to situate himself within his body. So Shivananda saying, he said, let me see if Mahaprabhu is coming or not. If Nakul Brahmachari can say which mantra I'm chanting, then I'll believe. If he realizes the intention, if he calls me in front of everyone, then I'll understand Mahaprabhu is with him. So having these questions in his heart, he went. So then Nakul, Brahmachari was absorbed in thinking about Mahaprabhu. Became so absorbed that Mahaprabhu appeared within his body. And he said, oh, Shivan Sen has come. And he wants to examine me. He is hiding far away from me. Call him here. And then he said, oh, Shivan Sen has come. You chant the Gaur Kopal Mantra. So at that time, in our Sampradaya, all the initiations that would take place was according to this, no one gave the Gaur Mantra. Only Achyutananda, he knew this Mahaprabhu Mantra. He chanted this Gaur Mantra. So once Achyutananda was a very small boy, his mother Sita Devi, she bathed in the Ganga. And she offered archan and offered bhoga to Madan Gopal, to Jagannath. And then she offered fruits and flowers. So then Achyutananda ate all the fruits, all the sweets. So then she said, offered bhoga. And you've eaten everything already. If your father comes, then he'll chastise you. I said, why? You went there in the Ganga and you bathed for so many days, years. And Gopal is so hungry. How can we just leave him hungry there? So what do? I've done everything and I've offered bhoga. I've fed him and I've also taken his remnants. And also given his remnants to all the devotees. He said, you haven't taken mantra diksha, how have you offered bhoga, by which mantra? So how we have not taken diksha? Surely you have taken mantra and diksha. Who has given you diksha? So then, he said, Antaryami Paramatma, he is the guru of everyone. There are five kinds of guru. There is the Antaryami Paramatma Chet Guru. Then there's the Manta Guru. So, for one who doesn't understand the Santaryami Paramatma, then Paramatma manifests as Sri Guru, bona fide Guru. And he gives mantra. And then, those who are Samandha with Paramatma, then he gives him this mantra, which has full Shakti. Then he appears as a Siksha Guru. So for one who doesn't know anything, then Siksha Guru comes and he arranges that he gradually advances. And then if one is even more fallen, then this Patparosha Guru comes, who shows him the way. saying, go here, listen to Hari Katha, do Hari Bhajan, and he brings him there. And then there's another kind of guru who always looks after. So he is Bhajan Guru. Because the jiva is very lazy. So they say, the jiva, he never sleeps when it's time to eat something. But while chanting Harinam, he starts sleeping so much. He doesn't have time to even finish his rounds. Even he doesn't do one, doesn't chant even one single round the entire day. So Achyutananda, he spoke so many instructions. So Advaitacharya asked him, which mantra do you chant? He said, Gaur Gopal mantra. Who gave you this mantra? He said, who gave? Parma mantra, yami. Mahaprabhu himself. Gadadhar Pandit. Mahaprabhu, he told Achyutananda, Gadadhar Pandit, Nitan Prabhu, Advaitacharya, they are gurus. Srivastako, he is a guru, Acharya. So he had so many gurus. So which guru gave you this mantra? He said, you ask yourself that which guru has given me this mantra. Then Achyutananda Prabhu and Shivananda Sen, they received this Gopal, Gaur Gopal mantra first. And then they manifested this mantra. So then my Guru Maharaj, he developed this Sri Pat, this place of bhajan of Nakul Brahmachari. Then Maharaj also helped. So there are all the sadhus from all the sampradayas, Vaishnavas, they are given free accommodation, prasad, everything. And then the villages there are very loving, always serving the sadhus, arranging for Katha Kirtan. You know, big place. Just as there in Shantipur, if you go, there's a big place. Advaitacharya's place. So many people can fit in that place. Similarly, even Nakul Brahmachari's place, there's so many people can be situated there. And say, there's a big garden there, fruits and flowers. Place for Hari Kirtan. There's a big assembly there. So Maharaj go to every place in Gaur Mandal. And speak Hari Katha there. And say, he made a committee there. Then, what do we need for the seva here? And make all arrangements. Make, come time to time. And you can take place of these, you can take care of these places. And every day there should be Hari Kirtan. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he started this Namatta program. Not just in Gaur Mandal. Maharaj, he developed so many places in Braj. I used to see even in Uttav Kari, many sadhus would come. They'd say, oh Maharaj, there's no place in, proper place in Uttav Kari. Plant some trees here, make a nice place, nice road. The water's always stagnating here. So then Gurudev would give however much money they wanted. Then they say, Maharaj, you're giving us so much money. He said, if you spend, even if you use your, even one drop of your sweat for Vraj, for the service of Vraj, then you'll have samandha with Vraj. If you drop, use even one drop of sweat here. So use all that you can in Vraj. So my Guru Maharaj, when you come to Vrindavan, there's this tree that my Guru Maharaj planted with his own hands. They say, this Vraj Seva is done by Vrinda Devi herself. Say, Vrinda Devi herself decorates Vraj, so that Krishna, he joyfully wanders Vraj Raj. He becomes so happy to see how Vrinda Devi's Vrindavan is. Not to enjoy Vrindavan. Because if you don't do the Seva in Vrindavan, then you don't enjoy. Then why have you come here? To enjoy. They say, make a nice building. And then you start business here. And you enjoy here. So Guru Maharaj, Mahatrikramaj, they'll be very strict in this regard. not just planting trees or looking or developing all these kundas that go everywhere. Like we go to Khadir one, Khera. There's Ajinok also nearby. They speak such beautiful katha there. And all the villages would come. And then Manajwari's katha kirtan. This way he'd infuse life in the listeners, everyone, the hearts of all the listeners. This way they'd give matha, puri, roti. Then Maharaj would say, see, I've only been nourished by the remnants of the Rajavasis. But he said, we've not only come to honor this Mahaprasadam of the Rajavasis, we also come to redevelop these places. So Kishanpura, near Mahabhavan is the place of Krishna's uncle. Even now there are only 4 houses there, but still so much farming is done, so much sabji is produced from all of them. When we got from the Mathuramath, there one devotee, he was doing bhajan there. He would bring so many different kinds of sabjis. And Maharaj, every year, during one time, once a year, he'd go there, and they'd all receive Maharaj then, Kishanpura. And Maharaj speaks such beautiful harikatha there. And then be so happy to listen to Maharaj's katha. That you have taken, all of you have taken birth in Braj. So you should also strive for the welfare of others. Because the Rajavasis, they naturally serve sadhus, natural for them. So if we come to Braj and we have them serve us and have them and we enjoy what they have to offer, then we'll suffer so much. We came to do Hari Bhajan. But then we try. We have come to do sadhan bhajan, seva and braj. But what do? We make them serve us. This is not nice, not good. So Maharaj, you know, there'll be any program, he'd say, I'm going everywhere, so whatever pranami they give me, then this is not for the brahmacharis or for the mat temples, for their enjoyment. Then all of you just do madhukari and maintain yourselves into bhajan. All of this money is not for you. I have not come. I have come only for this dhamvasis, for their seva, for the publication of granthas. Serve the dhamvasis, serve the dham. Then Mahaprabhu, then Maharaj from there, he went to Kshetramandal. They arranged for the redevelopment of Siddha Bakul, Adyashtakur Samadhi. Maharaj also published this life history of Haridas Thakur in Hindi, English. He also published this Brajmandal Parikrama book. This is now the Dham Parikrama book. First in the form of a book. And then he sent the devotees to all the different places. In Kshetramandal, Godmandal, everywhere. They took pictures of all these places. So Maharaj served everywhere, in all the dhams. Kshetra, Navadvip Dham, Braj. So Neelachal Gaudiya Math, that was built right behind Haridas Thakur Samadhi. And Guru Maharaj, Maharaj, they all came. It was a big festival. So Gopinath, he told Guru Maharaj, since 500 years I've been here, and I don't even have a proper cloth to wear. Cloth has so many holes, very old. They're not offering Prabhupada here. And all of you have built such huge temples for yourselves. But nothing for me here. And Guru Maharaj immediately, whatever cloth he had, then he used all those things. So many jewels, ornaments, they all had come. He took everything, went to Gurudev, and gave everything to Gopinath. And then he told the Mahanta there, that make nice ornaments and clothes for the Gopinath. Then they made very nice temple for Tata Gopinath. Cleaned the garden, made a very nice parikrama mark for the devotees to have darshan. And then every time there's offering boga, every day. Not that you only offer chapan bog here one day and not any other day. Before the temple was built, Navadvip, I'd never go to Navadvip. I was only there in Devananda Gaudiya Math once. The 500th anniversary of Mahaprabhu's birth. I was only there that year in Devananda Gaudiya Math. And this temple was built in 2005. Keshavji got him in Navadvip. The Maharaji told me that now Navadvip Parikrama is over. On the day of Gaur Purnima, he said, now go to all the Math Mandirs and give something to all the temples there. I said, alright, very nice. This opportunity. Because that is Nirjal Vrat evening, there's Abhishek. So there's no need for me to cook for everyone. But still I have to return and make all arrangements for cooking. So in the morning, right after Mangalarti, go to all the Gaudiya Maths temples. And all the temples. We go to each and every one of them. And offer some pranami, some sweets, garlands. Kaju, badam, pista, so many different things. And Maharaj would ask. And then he would ask, did you go to Chankaji Samadhi? Then he said, who did he give to? He said, I gave to the Sevaks of Chaitanya Math. Did you go to Jagannath Temple in Simantapur? Then he said, you should give to everyone. Even if you cannot go to other places, you should make sure that others can go. So everyone was very tired. He said, no, you could have gone on a vehicle, in a car, gone everywhere and given everything. So since then, by Maharaj's mercy, even until now, this seva is continuing to all the temples. And Braj Maharaj would say, he'd say, now they will only celebrate Janmashtami. Guru Purnima. All the seven main temples in Braj, all the temples, should serve them also. Or else, where can you arrange everything? So why are you looking after this body? You can engage everyone in this seva. In this way, so many people will be ready. And they say, now the Parikrama is going on. I have to go to Narsingapalli. So then, in Narsingapalli, Kheer is always offered as Boga. Narsingadev, someone said, oh, Prabhuji, Maharaja said Kheer should be offered here. So we'll arrange for milk. And some gud. Some dates. And we'll arrange everything. So how much money you'll take? So bring 10 liters of milk. 2 kilos of gourd and little rice. Then I said, what will happen? 10 liters of milk. And you will call 10,000 people. Can you feed 10,000 people with 10 liters of milk? I said, don't know. Because when Narsingh Dev, for his remnants, everyone will come. How can you be such a miser? So I said, what should I do? Go bring 10 quintals of rice. Please go in the bog rice. And bring 20 quintals of sugar. And bring meva, good, everything. Then he said, how can I bring so much? He said, I know you bring. And you're going to offer Bhagavad Narsingadev. And this big parikrama is taking place. You'll give them, at least give them little prasad. And how will Narsingadev be happy? If everyone's going for this darshan, and you're only offering boga, and you're only feeding those people whom you like, then what is this then? Saying, oh, I'll only feed myself, my wife and my children, and I won't feed anyone else, then how is this proper? Is boga offered in such a way? Then he said, alright. Then he went, caught many people, and he said, alright, I've arranged everything. And then he said, where will I get the milk from? Where will I get 20 quintals of milk? Because for making 10 quintals of rice, how much milk do you need? And I said, you won't get milk here. You'll have to go somewhere else. Go to this Lakshmi store. There's some milk powder, bring that milk powder. So then now I'll have to have more expenses, I'll have to bear more expenses. Then I said, why did you sponsor the feast in the first place? You stood in front of everyone and you told Gurudev, oh Gurudev, all of our Bhagavad Narsingadev, give me the order. And Gurudev said, alright, you do Bhoga, you arrange the feast. Why did you say this then in the first place? So then he said, all right, I'll arrange everything. Then anyhow, he collected a lot of money and he arranged the entire feast. So I went to Narsingapalli. There, Chaitanya Mahat's Parikram Party, Sarang Goswami Mahat's Parikram Party, so many different Gaudiya Mahat's came there. And this way, Boga was offered. Very nice khir was made. Khichdi. The whole night cooking was taking place. Big pits were dug. And then khir was made. So, big pots of khir, khichdi was made. Were made. And Boga was made. So they get buckets of khir, khichdi out. This was very astonishing. And now, so anyone becoming sick, or that khir or khichdi gets spoiled, and then I say that even this way they were taking the last remnants of khir, khichdi also. Nothing was left away. Nothing was wasted there. Nothing was left aside. They say our Parikram Party also came and they took a ladder and they went inside this 20 feet pit that was dug 20 feet inside. And they took all this khichdi and khir. Very delicious. Obsa. So Maharaji said, now we'll go to Mayapur. So every year in Chaitanya Math, they make khir and khichdi there. And all the matas are invited and they take prasad there. So that time during this 500th year anniversary, Maharaji said that there won't be so much place there. So we'll go to Sridharangan. Near this, Chaitanya Math has 90 acres land. Mango garden there. So Maharaji said, now we'll do this festival there. Invite all the Math temples there and all the devotees, they'll come there. Means where this Jagannath temple is there. So then Maharaji called me also, you also come with me. So this was in the year 1986. So then Maharaji said, no, we make all arrangements here. Then I said, there's nothing here. How can you possibly cook? So Maharaji said, you just have to have this desire. And then Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, they'll do everything. So then this, in the end, in Sridharangan, a huge festival took place. It's only khir and khichdi was made. They don't need anything else also. And this khir and khichdi is also very nice. So many lakhs of people come there, all get this. They all get this Mahaprasad. Therefore, if there's any auspicious desire in your heart, then Bhagavan will fulfill it. And at that time, when I went to Mathura once, then all the Mathuravasis came, all the people from Agra came. Then Radhakund, there was one disciple of Kunj Bihari Das Babaji Maharaj. So he had an emporium in Agra. There was Fulchand. So he said, oh Maharaj, we came now to the Dham, we now had Darshan there. My Guru Maharaj sent me there. We go to the other Mayapur. But we never seen the Mayapur on the other side of the Ganga. So Maharaji said, Nadidham is not so small. God Mandal is very big. Mahabhu's Lila Bhumi. So some Brahmacharis went with him in car. It took them 15-20 days to do darshan. And then when this parikrama was finished, they said, Maharaj, kindly accept some seva from us. Then when they saw how the Sankirtan was done by the Vaishnavas in Mayapur, and so they all became absorbed in this path. And then Maharaj also would go, Parikrama, Guru Maharaj and everyone else. No one would go by feet. No one would go walking. They'd be dancing the whole time. So it's a very astonishing sight to behold, seeing all the devotees singing and dancing. Now the Dham doing such tumultuous Sankirtan. Now we listen tomorrow. This Parikrama Kshetra Dham. Now Jagannath Dev is a if you aren't going to sin for one day, then you'll have to paste yourself like sandalwood. Else how can you possibly, what is the use of having this body then? Made of flesh and bones. Engage yourself nicely. Even the leather of cows and buffaloes can be used, but this body is useless. While you're still alive, while you still have life, engage yourself in the seva. And you'll have the samanda gyan. And then you'll be, you can stay with Prabhu eternally. Because the person whom you serve, you'll be his servant. If you serve Prabhu, you'll be his servant. You will receive his love. If you serve the world, then you'll have to be the slave of this world. And if you don't serve this world, then they'll beat you. They'll abuse you. But Prabhu is not like this. Bhagavan is not like this. He's very merciful. So much love, mercy. Looks after everyone. So if you will not be them, there with them at that time, then we could have never understood all these things. Who would have made us understand all these things? Made us have samanda with all these things. Many do bhajan, but they're still entangled within the confines of the body. First, pray to Guru Varga. Next, pray to Gurudev Maharaj. That, oh Maharaj, you have engaged me in seva, what will happen after some time? Just so you don't have faith that I'm always eternally here. Everything will be present here eternally. Bhagavan is eternal. You don't have faith in Bhagavan. They're all there here eternally. If we follow the instructions, then they're always here. Always absorbed in seva, then it'll be possible. Or else then you'll realize, or else you won't realize. So tomorrow is Purnima, Krishna Pushya Abhishek. So tomorrow we'll have one. So then tomorrow, Lord will show that she would, she makes Krishna sit in one place and then she massage Krishna and then light incense all around him, make him wear warm cloth, saying now we'll no longer go cowherding. He said, alright. Then in the morning, Krishna would go very cold. Then Yashoda Maya, she would give him dal bati churma. By eating this, your body will get heat. Also make laddus. So eating the laddus will be very... will have so much strength. That's it. Yashoda Maya, she'd make dal bati churma. This way. And this way. The servant would say, wherever Krishna is going, Yashoda Maya would say, you should take prasad there. So this Krishna Pushya Abhishek Yatra. Sunday's first Lord on Shasti. So that is Jagannath, he wears this cloth. He wears some Lord on Shasti. And then he removes this full cloth. Vasant Panchami. And seven layers of cloth. He's covered by seven layers of cloth. It's cool. Only you can simply see his face. Even his nose is covered, everything. Only sees two eyes. And he's in Jagannath Puri. In all the temples, he's dressed like this. In Hanuman, Kali, Durga, they're all dressed like this. Because, and then Vasant Panchami, they'll open. These are different layers of cloth. There's a small, this small deity is bathed, but the big deity is not bathed. For 1 month, you don't eat khichdi. Yashoda will make khichdi made out of milk, not water. Yashoda, everything is made. Neva is made. Little sugar is added. Goat was mostly added. Then goat pitta is made. What's called this cake. At the time after this cooking is done, and this big banana leaf, and then there's another pot. You see one pot, the big stacks of pots. And so anyhow, this meva is cooked. It's very thick, condensed. donde cada persona vendrá a tu lado. Now we see today this Radha Vallabh Mahaprasad also has come. So many things are there. Khichdi Bhoga is offered for 1 month, but not out of water. Dal doesn't properly mix with the rice if there's water. If you mix it with milk, then it can be properly cooked. And for 1 month, Jagannath. Then Lakshmi Ji, she goes to her father's house. Then Jagannath is very happy. You know, Lakshmi is no longer here. My mother is very elderly. Whatever she cooks for me, I'll be happy. Krishna Baldev, this way, Ishwar Mother, she makes khichdi. Krishna Baldev very happily eat. See, Mathura, this lady, she used to stir the khichdi, and one end of the twig she'd chew, and the other end of the twig she'd make khichdi. And this way, Madana and Sadhana, they were so happy. So Sankranti, Lakshmi Devi, she returns. And then khichdi stopped from that day. Sometimes khichdi comes from Nandgaon, Barsana, from Radha Vallabh and the other temples. Same Thakurji, he's like sitting with Dalbati Chutma. So to run this Pusha Vishay Gathara, Sanatana Goswami Jitna Hari Bhakti Vilas. Then, this Viraj, different kinds of Bhoga is offered. Or often, but so who should know? Puris be man. They say need some wheat flour, and then add some little salt, jeera. And then you can make puris out of this, parotas. And some koa also inside that. So you add kesar, pista, inside the milk, condensed milk. Every time in the winter for 2 months, milk would be given. It's every year. They'd say, oh, I'll do this milk seva. For 2 months, morning, night, every time milk would be offered. But I don't know what happened this time. His milk would be so condensed for Thakurji. And also mevas offered. Kesar, kasturi, and different kinds of things are mixed in milk. Say they give these for 5,000 rupees. They give you this this cardamom, this kesar, kasturi and all these things. You mix it in milk and very nice to drink. So all this is used. If you have mamata, then you'll do all these things. It is not only for show. It is only showing for show. You know, going and distributing to people in the streets. But for here, for Bhagavan, there's nothing here. Not like this. Just as you're doing outside, same thing inside as well. Why should it be any different? Say inside outside should correspond accordingly. Now that outside, now you see, even if it's a little thing, then you just post everything on the internet and you see, oh, see what I'm doing. But what about the dirt inside your heart? Just show to everyone how dirty you are within your heart. That you will not show. That you will hide. But anything else you do, you will show to everyone. On Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. So in this way, in Jagannath Puri also, just as his Jagannath is served, in the same way in Braj also is served. You know, you see, you can see by your own eyes how they're served. In every place. And then Bhagavan will be happy. Therefore you say, Govindji's temple is there. Tomorrow we'll listen how Govindev is served in Jaipur. Maharaj also, he'll also go there. When he speak Harikatha there, go in this temple. And they say, Gosai should arrange for Maharaj speak Katha. My Guru Maharaj, he'd say, I want to stay in Govindev, in Jaipur. I want to spend my last days of my life there. Govindev gave a huge place for Guru Maharaj there. Even now they built a nice temple there. But Samati, Then Samiti, the Guru Maharaj stopped on from that day. When they forcibly tried to take the whole thing. See, Guru Maharaj became so, he stopped speaking to everyone since that day. No, he didn't ask for anything that day. For 2 years he didn't talk and he didn't speak a single word. So he said, Govindadevi is out there. So very nice. Listen tomorrow.
Kripa.